Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I understand the fascination with Tiger Woods still at the Masters. He'll tee off at 3:30 Eastern this afternoon. But Perloff, I don't like watching this version of Tiger. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. You know, listen, Tiger's body, Perloff, is just, it's just not anywhere close to what someone needs to be able to compete at this high level in the Masters. Admirable that he still gives it a go. But at this point, I'd almost rather see him retire than have to watch this version of Tiger Woods limping around the course, withdrawing from tournaments before he even played four rounds. This feels sad to me now with Tiger.
Wait, you really would want him to retire?
Competitive golf, yes.
Oh, my God. Aren't you dreading his retirement? Like, what happens to golf if he walks away? I'd rather have him try it. 60% of Tiger is better than 0% of Tiger.
See, but that's a fear for life after any kind of star, you know, goes away. We've talked about this a lot with Caitlin Clark for women's college basketball. You know, are you going to be able to retain your audience? That's on golf. That's on golf to try to get the next stars, because Tiger is still, you're never going to move on with the sport while Tiger is still here. You know, he takes up all the headlines. This should not be Tiger's tournament. He's 969th in the world right now and can't get through four rounds of golf.
But why does it hurt golf to have him there?
I don't think it hurts golf. Well, because I don't think, again, he becomes the story.
Yeah,
he's
that's
always
good.
The story. No, I think you want other guys who are younger and in their prime to be the story.
I think that, first of all, I think he's 48. I think he's going to have a chance again. Maybe not this year. It seems really bleak. Obviously, he's not getting through any tournaments. But, you know, what if in 4 years his back is okay? Backs come and go. Listen.
I mean, if it's just the back, that'd be one thing. It's the back. It's the knee. It's been now the ankle because of that devastating car crash. When he won the Masters in 2019 in this improbable way, it really was – that was before this devastating car accident,
yeah, but
which
he
was
already,
lucky to be alive.
He'd already missed two full years of golf with injuries because I think it was the knee, right, before that. So it's not like he hasn't been down and out before. Honestly, golf is a funny sport. I just think that he could catch fire one day in one tournament. And as a fan, I want to see it. I'm willing to suspend belief that he can do it again. I'm willing to hold out hope that Tiger Woods will be back. Again, it might not be this year, but still, if you ask me, who am I watching at Augusta? Of course it's Tiger Woods. So why would I not want that option?
Because I don't think this end for him, this seems... Well, you're not saying it's an end, and he's not saying it's an end, but I hear things like this. Can we hear the cut from him, Ryan, please, about how much pain Tiger Woods plays through just to be at Augusta?
Is it worse here? And are you playing with painkillers?
I hurt every day.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I ache
every day, and I prefer it warm and humid and hot. And I know we're getting some thunderstorms, so at least it'll be hot. It won't be like last year.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know. The weather certainly plays a role for sure. There's more from Tiger. The ankle actually feeling okay right now because of a fusion surgery, but that doesn't mean he's feeling great.
You love and given so much to.
Well, the ankle doesn't hurt anymore. It's fused. It's not going anywhere. So that's fine. It's other parts of my body that now have to take the brunt of it. So, once you put the rods in there, it's good to go. But, you know, the back, the knee, and other parts of the body have to take the load of it. And just the endurance capability of walking a long time and being on my feet for a long time.
I mean, how much does he have to give? How much more does he have to give for the sport? He's given his body. He's given, you know, a lot of mental anguish of demons that he's had to overcome and do that in a really public way. I mean, at this point, I'm not saying take the sport away from him. He can still do the ceremonial golf stuff, but this ending is not befitting of his whole career. This is watching somebody at the end struggle because their body is breaking down. And I don't think this is the worthy way out for a champion and someone who reached the heights of Tiger Woods. This just feels like pretty sad. The guy really can't finish tournaments at this point.
Yeah, but he's been there before and come back and win. You say that, but there's always a chance. And it'd be stupid. If he hung him up, then he's probably leaving some tournament win on the table. That's just the way golf is. You're telling me he can't at least win the, you know, some PGA tournament, the Valspar at one point? All he has to do is put together 4 days of golf.
Which he can't do. I think it's a pipe dream. It's a hope that fans have for him that's just not realistic right now. It's like, you know, asking, like, you know, guys, anyone who's at the end of their career after giving their lives and their bodies to a sport, at some point enough is enough. And not because the player themselves may want to hang it up. At some point, the sport retires you.
Golf? Yeah, every other sport, not golf. He's not competitive right now. What is a sad ending to a golf career? Nobody's ever said, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're watching Jack Nicklaus or Arnie Palmer or any of those guys walk around the course. It's fine.
I know, but you don't think this is a little bit sad for Tiger that he can't get through a tournament?
I mean, the odds are even that he makes the cut. Even.
Okay, that's making the cut, but that's not what his goal is right now. No, that's fine, and he's going for 24 straight cuts at the Masters, which would break the record. I understand there's other milestones that he can achieve, but when you're at the level and the legacy of Tiger Woods, simply making a cut while admirable, that's not what this is about.
But it means you're close enough. And by the way, there's no guarantee he's going to make this cut, but if he does, that means he's close enough to compete. I mean, that's pretty good to make the cut at the
Masters.
I think
that's a leap. I think just making the cut doesn't mean you're in you're not page one of the leaderboard just because you make the cut. No shot.
I don't know. There are a lot of guys, a lot of incredibly competitive golfers who are not going to make the cut. I mean, they're going to be probably Dustin Johnson or somebody at that level will not make the cut this year. I think if you make the cut at the Masters, you are good enough to be in contention in the next 5 years.
Well, then let's move the goalpost then. Because if it's just about making the cut and that's the thing, then we can't be out here saying, I think he can win it all and I think this is possible, because that's not it. That's two very different things, making the cut and actually winning the tournament.
Right, but if he can make the cut now when he's particularly injured, then who knows what he can do a year from now, 2 years from now. His mastery of that course is a real deal. And that's just this major. There's four of them.
Yeah.
You know, some of the really long courses would probably be a problem for him. But I'm definitely not counting him out, because there's a long time. There's a lot of golf left. If he can at least hold it together at all physically and just wants to get out there. Again, we've seen old guy. You're dismissing my old guys. Phil was 50. And just
Phil is an outlier. And Phil was an outlier. To win a tournament.
Tom Watson was 60. And if he could have parred the final hole, would have won the British Open.
Okay, but didn't. And Phil did, but
I mean,
that's
pretty darn close.
Okay,
but it was one putt away from winning.
So you give me two examples. And it's not all the time that these older guys are able to win these tournaments. And I guess I'm just positing this, right? Do you think as Tiger gets older, does your body generally get better or get worse?
Why do you need this body? Like, he's not playing basketball. Is Scottie Scheffler's body anything to look at? Or Hideki Matsuyama's body anything? Who cares?
Probably if it's like literally about walking around the course. And you say the Masters.
Walking around the course.
It's like one of the, he has trouble with that. I mean, it's one of the more rigorous uphill and hilly, you know, courses. And just walking is a challenge. To walk 4 days and to do this, it's hard for him to prepare for it. And then I think it's hard to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think this year is going to be hard. But I think if he gets healthier and healthier and healthier, gets farther away from the car accident, if he could get in that window where he's not too old, I think if he can walk the course, I think to count him out would be silly in my mind.
855-212-4-CBS. Let's go to Stewart's in North Carolina. Hey, Stewart, good morning.
Good morning. Great show as always. Maggie, these are the same comments you would have said in 2016 and 17 when Tiger hadn't won in 3 and 4 years and was a complete physical mess. And there may never be, and I'm not even the biggest Tiger fan, but there may never be a greater two wins in the history of golf than when Tiger won, I believe it was the Tour Championship in 18, his first win in 5+ years, and the Masters in 19. And that's what people are living for. I mean, there's one golfer in the last 25 years that has moved a TV needle 1 ounce, and it's Tiger Woods. And he's moved it way more than 1 ounce. Nobody else touches a TV needle but Tiger Woods, and fans, whether they like him or not, they're waiting for him to have that one more glorious moment.
Yeah, but I think that's all, Stewart. I think it's hope. You know, I think at this point, you don't have the evidence. And you know.
Well, the evidence was what he did in 2018 and 19.
I know, but look what's happened since. But look what's happened since. I mean, not only getting 5 years older, devastating car accident where now he's got rods in his ankle. I mean, let's not pretend like he's been sitting on a beach for the last 5 years. It's not, you know, the degree of difficulty just gets higher and higher as he moves forward. Don't you think he gets older?
No doubt. But that's why people will watch, because if people will say, if anybody can do it, he will do it. And one thing he won't do is sit on a beach.
Right.
He will work to get healthy.
Yeah.
To have that one glorious moment. Now, maybe it won't be the Masters because of the hills and other issues that just compound his, you know, what his health is.
Right.
But people are waiting for that one moment, and it's not going to be some random golf tournament. It's going to be a big one, because that's the ones he's going to play for the most part.
Yeah, Stuart, I get it, and I know that Tiger has just given us so many of those moments, but thank you for the phone call and the perspective. I just think that's us, you know, that's Tiger wanting it too, and it's just us projecting on it. I think we all have to get real on this. You know, life's not a movie, and I think if you were going to put odds on this, I don't know how you could say the odds are in his favor that he's going to come out of nowhere and win a tournament.
Yeah.
That's what it would be, out of nowhere.
I just think, too, like, he's not going to sit and watch older. So there's huge trends of older golfers competing in the majors like they never did before. There's 48, 49, 50-year-olds. He's not going to watch older golfers compete and just sit on a beach. Why? Also, too, I think maybe if he slows down that swing a little, stops being so darn ferocious all the time, maybe he gets a little more out of his other edges. I think definitely he will be a factor in his 50s. There's no reason for him to go to senior tour. And that's not even really a thing anymore. I'm reading of all the old golfers who've had success. I mean, you could really compete. Phil Mickelson's record is not going to last, being the oldest major winner at 50, because there are all sorts of guys competing now. Tiger will be back. I don't think it's this year. I'm not betting on him this year. I guarantee you he will be heard from again in a major.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227 is how you can get in touch with the show. You can always watch us at youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio, twitch.tv/CBS Sports Radio. I noticed this comment the other day when we were in all of our wrestling attire and our get-ups, EJ and I in the matching singlets, Perloff in the Rowdy Roddy Piper costume. A lot of people saying, oh, I had never tuned into you guys before. So this is what you look like. Ah, kind of nice to put
oh,
some
no.
faces with some names. EJ had the luchador mask on, so you didn't get his full face.
That's
but
true.
This is a fun way to watch the show if you find yourself in front of your computer or obviously your phone, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio, twitch.tv/CBS Sports Radio. And you can come jump in the chat with the Weedos and the coffee drinkers. They are a lot of fun. Okay, 855-212-4CBS. Have people been bringing up the WrestleMania stuff to you a lot? I've been getting it a lot.
Not so much.
Around the building, I was out to dinner last night with some college friends. They all brought it up.
Wow.
They're like, you're a wrestling person now? Like, yeah, look at me.
That's awesome.
I know.
What did you say?
I was like, that was a once-in-a-lifetime event for me, probably. I don't know if I'm going to find myself at another WrestleMania, so I was really trying to soak it up.
You miss the informal EJ Pipilotti, Andrew Perloff, how do we get out to Minnesota next year?
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday.
Road tripping? Another road trip through Chicago?
We planned a budget for Minnesota, right? Was the
let me know Bogey's got $100,000 sitting around.
Yeah.
He can wire you $100,000. We found that out last segment.
Yeah, we actually came up with a plan, and it's kind of involved. It involves us getting hit by chairs at some point.
Oh, wow.
So I think we have to take it to the next
level. Because they hear your sports opinions.
Well, I mean, listen, we don't have a budget for this, but if you're going to get thrown through a table, maybe WWE incorporates this into the event.
Wait, I'm going to get thrown into a table?
Kind of. I think we need that.
Oh, yeah. Because no. I'm the Bills fan here?
Well, you know, we saw Jade Cargill throwing people around, and we thought, perfect jobber, Maggie Gray.
Wait a minute. So you guys had a production meeting, essentially, where you volunteered me to get thrown through a table?
Yes.
Was it lit on fire?
No, it didn't have to be on fire. It didn't have to be on fire.
Oh, wow, thanks.
But, you know, because that's a little dangerous, and it's PG product now, so I don't know if they'll even allow that. But
yes, the fire is the dangerous part, the falling through the table. There's nothing to see there.
Just like in women's basketball now, there are so many women's stars in the WWE. I feel like we could find a good matchup for you. It could be the man, Becky Lynch. I mentioned a Jade Cargill who debuted her first WrestleMania, maybe a Bianca Belair. but Belair Gray. I see it on the marquee. Mm.
And yes, watching me experience WrestleMania, that made you think I wanted more of that. I'm just kidding. It was a great event. It really was. It was a once in a lifetime, and it's been all anyone's talked to me about since it happened.
So. Same thing here, and thank God I wore the mask, because you know, wasn't necessarily the greatest fit on the singular. Let's just say that
for both of us, EJ. 855-212-4CBS. Okay, lots happening here, including new head coach introduced to the new fan base. Get to that next. Maggie and Perloff across the country, CBS Sports Radio. Welcome back, Maggie Perloff, Tom Petty. Perloff, are you looking for something else to watch? A new sport, perhaps?
Sure.
Maybe you're done with golf or college basketball. Maybe you're saying, no more NFL for me, college football. You want something new.
What do you got?
I've got the Pro League Network with a new portfolio of niche and emerging sports. Would you like to know what some of these new sports are?
Sure.
Okay. This is mini golf and slap fighting, which you can now bet on. And also something they're calling car jiu-jitsu. From what I can tell, this is two grown men in a car, one person in the driver's seat, one person behind him in the back seat. The driver has a seatbelt on, and the dude in the back is basically trying to strangle him with the seatbelt, and he's trying to get out. They're calling it car jiu-jitsu.
Wait, and how do you score it? If you get out of the car, you win that round?
I guess so. Mm. And you can bet on this, all of this. They're also teaming up with, I sound like I'm reading an ad for them. I was just thought this is ridiculous. Kevin Garnett has a 3-on-3 basketball league that they now are pairing with this company. But car jiu-jitsu. Honestly, I think the slap fighting is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my entire life. The car jiu-jitsu, though, might be interesting.
I thought Dana White owned the slap fighting league,
right? You can't own slap fighting. Apparently, there's a rival slap fighting.
Oh, it's not the big slap fighting league?
It's a different slap fighting.
You sure about that?
That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's... And you can bet on all of this.
Yeah, look
But how do you trust the car jiu-jitsu guys? How do you know they're not throwing it?
They're not taking a dive? You got to just have your faith in the system, in the process, and that this is going to be competitive. They spent time on a lot of the safety side, they said. They've perfected all the rules with car jiu-jitsu, and there's a sanctioning body. Pass outs with a seatbelt choke is one part of the car jiu-jitsu.
Oh, my God. And this is televised?
Car jiu-jitsu of one of the biggest events in the history of the sport. Well, that's not going to be hard. When UFC fighters Mark Coleman and Randy Couture will commentate live from a studio in Atlanta. So, yes.
Wow. There you go.
Car jiu-jitsu. Gosh, we are scraping the bottom of the barrel here. Uh-huh. I mean, where do we go from car jiu-jitsu?
Why is slap fighting allowed? I feel like this is like a 101 for the concussion CTE community. Be like, this cannot be allowed, because I watch these clips and these guys get like knocked out.
Yeah,
but why is boxing allowed if you think about it?
No, I mean, I agree, but you would think similar. That something so small and so like such a nothing sport could be like, you know, Thanos snapped out of existence in a millisecond because of the safety issues.
Well, listen, I mean, the slap fighting, like at least with boxing, they call it the sweet science. There is an athleticism to this. This is you have to train, you have to be so skilled to actually get in a boxing ring. This is just two dudes slapping each other across the face.
Right. In boxing,
or women.
In boxing, you're trying not to get hit. That's also part of the sport.
Defense.
Is to actually avoid getting hit.
Yeah.
Here, the rules are you have to take a slap without any kind of defense for it and stand upright. It just seems very barbaric.
Well, the other part, too, about the slap fighting, if we're just going to go on pure entertainment value, it doesn't go anywhere. It's all the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
There's just, you watch people just slap each other. There's never like a surprise ending. There's never like someone taps in. There's no strategy. There's nothing to it. It's just slapping. Now the car jiu-jitsu in a car, that may be bogus. You're not into car jiu-jitsu?
I'm not into them separately, but certainly not together.
It had saved Tua's career. Just the jiu-jitsu part.
Yeah. No thanks. I'll just watch baseball.
Boring. What a square you are.
Seriously. Loser.
Headlines for us?
Sure. Arkansas men's basketball has a new head coach, but not much else.
I'm jacked about another opportunity. Like, I'm like, let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team. So now I got to – Hunter's really extremely confident, but we got to get a roster together.
Yeah, I think there's 9 Arkansas players in the transfer portal right now. One of them has already gone somewhere else. There's obviously the looming Kentucky contingent, either current players or recruits that could follow Cal to Arkansas. He also suggested yesterday that the NIL setup is more established at Arkansas than at Kentucky, so luring players should be a little bit easier for him and them. Ooh, at Arkansas.
That's pretty good.
I thought that was maybe a more subtle way than what Deion Sanders did when he got to Colorado. It's like, y'all want to might hit the portal. I thought when Cal said, I met with the team, there is no team, because I told them all to get in the portal.
Oh, no, they were already gone.
They were already there.
Yes. And they even had a kid who transferred from UMass to Arkansas with Coach Musselman, and then he left Arkansas to go to USC with Muss. So they're like, they've had temporary Razorbacks.
Yeah.
I thought what Coach Cal was doing was lowering expectations here, saying, listen, give me a year to screw around, right? Which I think is fair. Like, anyone who expects him to be top 5 immediately, that seems like a tough assignment.
Yeah, but then you're talking about how your NIL situation is such a good place. Then now the expectations are back on. I thought it was very funny when he's addressing the crowd. I don't know if you have this one, but he goes, I just came from Kentucky, which is the bluest of blue bloods. It's like, pause. He's like, and so are you guys. You guys are also a blue blood. It's like, don't lie to these people, Cal. So Arkansas is already excited. You don't have to lie to them. They're thrilled you're there. Just, you know, foot off the gas.
Nolan Richardson has been a long time since he's been around. He would be the last guy to lay claim to any kind of blue blood situation in
Perloff
Arkansas.
Doesn't think that UConn's a blue blood, and they have 6 national titles, which is more than Duke.
He's saying, what's the deal, basketball school, maybe.
EJ, you follow. Is Reed Sheppard going to the NBA?
If he goes, he's going to be a top 10 pick.
So that's a big one, right? If they can get him to Arkansas, build around him.
I don't know what I would be willing to put on the line. If Reed Sheppard transferred from Kentucky to Arkansas, I don't know. I sing Pig Suey here in the studio. The idea that he that,
maybe
that,
be on key for that one.
I know. I mean,
sorry,
the Arkansas. Wow. Here's what it is. I've heard it my entire life, so it's fine. I'm terrible at singing. But if that kid, the ultimate Kentucky pride, leaves Kentucky to go to Arkansas, I'd do whatever you want in terms of celebrating the Razorbacks.
Also, he should definitely go to the draft now. Because this draft is going to be a weak draft and be a top 10 pick and get that money and get started on your next contract rather than next year.
Yeah, but can you imagine Reed Sheppard trying to cover Donovan Mitchell or something? I mean, that guy looks like he's 13 years old. He does not look NBA ready to me.
Yeah, but the money's green.
Yeah, I think he'll get destroyed right now. He just looks young. Maybe I'm getting old, but he does not look like an NBA player or even
defensively. It's great you acknowledge that.
I think defensively it would be a problem, but he can score. And I think that would be, he can. He reminds me a lot of Tyler Hero. But Tyler Hero also looked like a baby, and he came in the league and was getting buckets. Like,
he's
similar.
All right.
What else we got, Bugs?
A video that Perloff posted yesterday that certainly confirms your oldness. I don't need to see you hopping back and forth in PT.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You could win the Masters.
Perloff from his physical therapy. You're looking good.
I was trying to be funny about the explosiveness.
Honestly, I was surprised that you were able to do that already based on what I thought happened to your knee.
The skiing accident of 2024.
That we just told him was a torn MCL with no evidence.
That is an MCL, ACL, double poo-poo platter tear.
So I think Pete suggested amputation just to be safe. Just cut it off by the way.
Good thing we didn't go that route.
We heard
you guys thought
the idea
when you got the MRI back. It said high-grade disruption of the MCL. What does that mean to you?
Apparently not that much.
Yeah, I mean, well, they gave me all sorts of medicines and this gigantic brace that I don't wear, but no, I'm...
Wait,
but now you can play hopscotch.
Oh, they immediately, this really strong anti-inflammatory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wait, what did you think it was?
Like vitamins and stuff. I've been listening to a lot of Aaron Rodgers podcasts lately, and so I really got my whole idea about wellness has really changed quite a bit from all this Rodgers indoctrination.
No, my doctor put me on the full Knicks plan, which was I had everything going for me. Honestly, it is pretty amazing that I came back. I would say if they want to do a 24/7 on the Perloff TV, I think the work I've been putting in the sweat. Isn't that what young people do now? They do put out videos of anything they achieve. So I was pretty proud of this yesterday.
Yeah, your hype video?
Yeah, my hype video. If you saw it on Instagram, I had the Rocky music underneath. It was even more exciting.
I think we get a camera crew on you for 24/7.
Oh, it'd be really exciting.
Right?
Oh, my God. I'd be thrilled. Now, here's Perloff sitting in traffic. Picking up his daughter.
Oh, she's got a friend today. That's different.
Yeah.
I wish there was a camera crew when I got to visit the Perloff compound on Saturday. Because
you got the OGs, though. You got Carol and Tom.
Yeah, if Carol and Tom are there, it's exciting.
Yeah, just saying, that would have been awesome. And seeing Perloff interact with them and learning about, you know, the history of the Perloffs, it was awesome. That would have been a great episode of Perloff 24/7.
Can we do what book report? Best thing you learned about Perloff, besides all the comic books in the attic?
Well, his brother, like, shook hands with Barack Obama. It's a picture. Yeah.
Barack's
a picture.
Part of the Perloff.
Yeah.
Perloff's and the Obamas.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, okay. Didn't expect to see that when I walked in.
Malia mean Perloff?
Yeah. There's a lot you don't know about the Perloff history, like movers and shakers.
I didn't realize you guys were political.
I have a lot of famous, like, academic relatives, and they all view me as a huge failure.
I also have very accomplished in-laws, and I compare myself to the slobbering dog who shows up at the holidays, just like, who wants to watch the game?
I also thought the way Perloff and my brother were very similar in, like, how much they put on a cheesesteak. Was very interesting.
So
to
your
me.
Brother caused a gigantic scandal in our house. I didn't want to tell you about it, EJ, because I didn't want to make you uncomfortable. My mom almost had a panic attack with your brother's cheesesteak order.
Why?
Can I read what it was?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. We're all ordering cheesesteaks.
Is there something that's like a no-go on it? Like,
I assume so.
Is this like putting mayonnaise on a pastrami sandwich?
You ordered
or
a cheesesteak the other day on your way home from WrestleMania. What did you get on it, Maggie?
I did provolone, because you've taught me that.
Yeah.
I put lettuce, onion. I put some hot pepper, pickles.
So the question was, hey, this is the conversation. Do you guys want peppers and onions on your cheesesteaks? EJ says, Shamari wants provolone, onions, sweet peppers, green peppers. Not sure if it's do your own condiments, but he does ketchup, mustard, and mayo. What the heck?
Whoa.
You don't put mayo on a cheesesteak.
Oh, that's it.
Mustard, too?
Sweet peppers, green peppers. Ketchup, mustard, and mayo. My mom, she pulled it off, and it actually looked delicious.
Wait, you put ketchup on yours, though?
You have to put ketchup. Ketchup's the main cheesesteak condiment.
It is?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm not a ketchup guy. I've seen people do it.
If you get a cheesesteak, they give you a bunch of ketchup packets. But mayo is radical.
By the way, everyone thinks it's weird that you have notes on EJ's brother's cheesesteak, but it's a text message.
It was a text message.
Yeah, you were taking pre-order.
Yes.
So does he always order off the menu? Is he that guy?
No. So I've talked to him about his cheesesteak order, and
he lives in Philly, by the way.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And the place he goes to, they have a cheesesteak that is the works, and I believe it has all of those things.
I'm seeing in the chat California cheesesteak, lettuce, tomato, and mayo. So somebody's putting mayonnaise on a cheesesteak.
Yeah, that makes sense. Although it's not really a cheesesteak. That's more like a salad. I don't even know what that is. But the okay, but here's the situation. Your friend's parents, we've all had friends' parents, right?
Yep.
They're buying you a sandwich. Don't you keep it simple for the parents? You know how parents are.
Oh.
Mm.
But by the way, and my parents love me. They liked EJ. They loved your brother. They're like, do you think he'll come back out again?
Well, I think it's because your dad thinks he works for the FBI.
Yeah,
that's definitely why. No. Unless he's something I don't know. No,
yeah, maybe he does. He can't tell you.
They don't ask me about my kids anymore. Like, how's the Stewart family?
Their grandkids, you mean?
Yeah.
Wait, is there any reason to think that your brother works
for
the FBI?
Well, my brother works for the government. And they're like,
mysterious way.
And they're like, what building do you got? Nice. What building do you go to go? He's like, well, it's this building in Philadelphia. He's like, you know, that's where the FBI is, right? He's like, oh, I just didn't know that. Sure. He's like, is it a three-letter company you work for, whatever? He's like, yeah. He's like, And I was like, Mr. Perloff, what are you saying?
What are you insinuating? Wow.
By the way, it was a three-letter cover, but it's not the ones you think. It was like GSA.
It's the GSA. Yeah, it's
yeah.
They do contracts for.
So he goes GSA, and my dad winks at him.
Likely story.
Actually winks at him like, oh, GSA. He's like, we're in the know. Your brother was a little mysterious about his job. There was lots of contradictory information there.
I think he was confused. He was like, I'm in this different house. I didn't know I was coming here. I mean, that's about my job.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, he also, he's a big fan of the show, so he's watched you guys for a while, too. So I think he also was just like, I'm eating cheesesteaks with Andrew Perloff. So it was some of too.
Oh, and now your parents are like, a little McLovin starstruck.
Are you an FBI agent or are you not an FBI agent?
Yeah, yeah. When he broke out the British accent out of nowhere, that guy's a super spy.
All of a sudden, he disappeared for an hour. But came back, was like, nice attic. Like, wow, how'd you get up there?
Watching EJ explain what modern pro wrestling is to my dad was an all-time conversation. My dad actually goes, so, like, it's scripted, right? I'm like, Dad, of course it's scripted. What are you doing here? And EJ's like, no, we don't call it. What did you say?
Well, he said it's like fake, right? I'm like, no, we say it's predetermined. The outcomes are predetermined. But they,
and it, use the F word.
You don't use the F word.
Wait, has anyone else here ever tried to apply to work for the FBI or the CIA or anything like that? Maybe because I went to college in Washington, D.C. Right. So this was like a common kind of thing that people would apply.
Oh, so people would call you and say, what's this person like?
Or that, or just like they would recruit sometimes on campus, you know, people who had really good GPAs and worked in whatever. And if you spoke multiple languages and things like that. And my friend... an acquaintance went to go apply for a job at the CIA. And so they have you fill out the form, according to the story I heard from this friend, and they ask you, have you ever, like, done drugs? Like, you have to come clean about your past, about everything you've done. And so they have, apparently, according to this person, they have a space for you to write down all the times that you've ever used drugs. So the person got to the end and was like, can I have another sheet of paper? And they're like, you can just leave now. We're just going to let you know you didn't get the job. If you need like to turn over the back of the paper and keep writing down how many drugs you've done, then you're not going to be CIA material.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. She should have done the, like, you know, when leagues do stats, like since 1984, I'm the first player to do this. I should have put some kind of year connotation on it.
But here's the thing. You're asking people fresh out of college. What kind of answers are you getting there?
But I've only done these drugs in the modern era, people. Come on.
But even if you did a lot of drugs, it shouldn't take up that much space unless you're giving the actual instances. Like, she wasn't providing dates, was she?
I'm not saying it was a she.
Okay.
It was a person, and they were trying to write down, be as accurate as possible.
So, like, timelining it, or not just like writing it, marijuana, LSD, or whatever, like
2000 to 2005. Wow. Yeah, no.
It was a Tuesday.
Yeah, I think it was Tuesday. It started on
Rogers
Tuesday.
Walked in. It was weird.
Yeah, I ended up in Costa Rica, in the jungle there, Rogers and Jordan Poyer.
I got to tell you, if you want sweet peppers, green peppers, ketchup, mustard, and mayo, then I don't know if you were maybe smoking something before that order. No, of course not.
FBI material.
Yeah, and the FBI, you're supposed to fit in, not stand out. You're supposed to just, like, blend in so nobody notices you, right?
Right.
You shouldn't order mustard and mayo on a cheesesteak in Philadelphia.
Raise eyebrows.
You got to keep it conservative.
Right.
No. Actually, I think your brother actually eats way more cheesesteaks than we do. He seemed to really know his way around the cheesesteak order.
He was hammering it.
Yeah. Do you, by the way, he lives there, right?
Yeah, he lives there.
Do you visit him and get cheesesteaks every time?
Not every time. No.
Okay.
No. I need to do it more, honestly.
Because Maggie had a Wawa cheesesteak and was terribly disappointed. We need to fix this.
Yeah. I know.
We need to do a show in Philly, and we need to have the
best. I've had enough Philly in my life for a while. All right?
Oh, come on. Wow. You need a good cheesesteak.
Fine.
All right, guys. Enough.
First of all,
it's okay.
Yeah, you already
you
missed
guys treat it like it's Paris. It's Philadelphia.
You missed the production meeting of how we're getting to Minnesota for next year's WrestleMania.
Yeah, I love it. I can't wait to break my arm going through a table. If I'm going through a table, look, it's in Orchard Park, New York. It's not going to be in Minnesota.
Look, if you have a good worker, they know you never injure the talent. So I'm sure Jade Cargill or Becky Lynch.
No, I trust them. I don't trust you guys.
Oh, no, we're not throwing you a table. No, it's going to be someone of that caliber. It's going to be a champion, maybe Rhea Ripley. If they're great at their jobs, which they are, you won't get hurt.
I never volunteered for this. And by the way, that singlet's never seen the light of day. I got a lot of new fans and new friends off of that thing, but I'm not ever wearing that thing ever again. Suddenly, people around here were very interested in just what I was doing the other afternoon.
Is that back to me now?
Sure.
Ibay Mizuhara is reportedly close to pleading guilty to federal charges for allegedly stealing millions and millions of Shohei Ohtani dollars. The former interpreter might have taken more than originally thought, partly because he changed the settings on Ohtani's account so he never got alerts about transactions. The New York Times and ESPN say federal investigators have only found info supporting Ohtani's claims that he was just a victim. Jackson Holiday, the great-grandson of famed singer Billie Holiday, made his major league debut last night The 20-year-old Orioles second baseman went 0 for 4, 2 Ks, an RBI ground out, but Baltimore won at Fenway 7-5. The Marlins got their second win of the season in their 13th game, 5-2 at Yankee Stadium, and the Padres thumped the Cubs 10-2 in their rubber game in San Diego. The Cleveland Browns and running back Nick Chubb have reportedly redone their contract as Chubb comes back from that major knee injury. His base salary for the coming season drops from $11.8 million to $6.2 million, but Chubb can earn that back through incentives if he is healthy and productive. The top spot in the NBA's Western Conference was up for grabs last night.
Jokic has it. Oh, spin move on Gobert. Beat him badly. Left-handed hook shot up and in. 99-90. Denver leads it by 9. 4:45 to go.
Jason Kosmiski on Nuggets Radio. Nikola Jokic scored 41, 16 of 20 shooting, mostly over, around, and through Rudy Gobert, who's not Victor Wembanyama. The Nuggets broke their tie with the T-Wolves with this 116-107 win. The Mavs clinched the Southwest Division with a 111-92 win in Miami. They're now a game behind the Clippers for the four seed. LA a 124-108 home loss to the Suns, and that Miami loss clinched a playoff spot for the idle Knicks. The Celtics used their day off to sign guard Drew Holiday to a four-year, $135 million extension. Oof. And on ice, the Blues beat Chicago 5-2. Then the Golden Knights lost in Edmonton 5-1. So St. Louis is now 3 points behind Vegas for the last wildcard spot out west. The Blues have one less game left to play than Vegas does. Guys, back to you.
By the way, hockey. Is this the craziest thing that they're moving a team and nobody on earth is talking about?
I forgot to mention that. So there's a contingency.
What is going on here?
Yeah, for the Arizona Coyotes maybe having to go to Salt Lake City for next year. So there's apparently two different schedules.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I saw they're moving in 11 days to Utah.
Well, I think that was...
Oh, that's not done.
...is facetious, but the idea that they have to leave Arizona for Salt Lake is a thing.
Oh, Salt Lake texted me they'll be there by the 18th.
I saw sarcastic points about that, like how fast they're going to go. Maybe that is true.
Is
but
this a stadium issue?
They're in Mullet Head Arena.
They're playing at Arizona State's 5,000 seat arena.
Oh, right.
Because like Scottsdale and Glendale have all said no thanks for different reasons to building the Coyotes a stadium, and they got basically evicted from their last building for not paying a lease. Yeah, it's a mess. It's if it was any other league, it would be. I mean, it's like the Oakland A's. To a certain extent, it's just so embarrassing for the business operation of a major league that this team can't find a place to play.
Jeez. Thank you for that update. Quickly, John is in Boise, wants to weigh in our cheesesteak debate. John, you have the only condiment that should be put on a cheesesteak is what?
Is hot sauce, like green Tabasco, Cholula, something like that. That's the only thing that should go on a cheesesteak.
All right, Perloff, you're the Philadelphian around here. Is that right? I like it,
by the way. My wife adds hot sauce to everything. I don't think that's traditional, though, John. That does sound delicious, but that's like when you think Philly cheesesteak, that's not what they do in Philly.
No, it's not what they do in Philly, but it is delicious, and it's the only way that I can eat a cheesesteak.
John, love it. Thanks for chiming in. I'm all for that.
I don't get it. What's wrong with ketchup? Ketchup's the best. I put the ketchup best. On everything.
Oh, see? Ketchup is
best friends, man.
I know.
Let it happen.
You two and Mahomes.
Yeah.
I also like putting mayo on stuff.
Why my brother can't put a mayo on a cheesesteak?
No, I respected that order. I don't like the sweet peppers, but...
You mayo on french fries?
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
I go to Europe just to get mayo on french fries.
I jet off to Europe just for
Wait, Maggie, you're a hot sauce person?
Huge. I mean, I'm from upstate New York. They're putting our baby bottles.
Yeah, my wife likes hot sauce on everything. Gets really mad if there's no hot... All right, we have to do a cheesesteak trip, people. We need...
No, we were just in Philadelphia. I'm not going back to Philly. What? I need a break from Philly.
There's got to be an acceptable place in the city,
there's
is there?
A place right near here. Maggie, I can't live with you not having a good cheesesteak. This is tough.
Pass.
I'm also upset that you went to Wawa and got the cheesesteak.
Yeah,
you go to Wawa and you get like a deli sandwich.
It was like the middle of the night, and I was driving home from WrestleMania. It was any port in the storm.
That's a whole other bad decision, though, trying to eat that while driving.
It was stupid. Yeah. Very
good or bad. Just the
back
physics
roads,
of that.
Totally pitch black, and I'm trying to shovel some kind of cheesesteak. It was stupid.
And the image of you eating a cheesesteak on the road is now stuck
all
in
my lap. The whole of it.
Just like coming off WrestleMania, you're wearing a singlet, by the way.
Yeah, I was.
To just paint the whole picture.
That's why the singlet's not seeing the light of day.
We should recreate that photo. Maggie with a cheesesteak, ketchup fall or whatever, sauce falling onto your singlet.
Listening to Alabama UConn in the second game of Final Four.
Nothing but class here on the Maggie and Perloff Show.
Class. Thank you, Bogish. 855-212-4227 is the number to call to get involved. You're welcome for that visual. Coming up, lots more to do, including the story we have not gotten to yet. We'll bring it to you next. Maggie Perloff, CBS Sports Radio.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson, available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. All right, seems like the weather is clearing in Augusta, which I am psyched for. Maggie, do you have the pushback times in the 10 o'clock hour?
From what I can tell, it looks like 10:30 is going to be the tee-off, and that's what Andrew Bogish gave to us. And then it looks like Tiger is going to probably be a little bit closer to 4 o'clock Eastern. Than 3:30. It looks like 3:54 or so for Tiger Woods.
And more important update, how is Scottie Scheffler's wife doing?
She's crowning. I have no idea.
Yeah, so she's due before the end of the month is what I keep reading. He is a heavy favorite. He went off, I think, about between plus 425 and plus 500. So guess what? A favorite has not won the Masters since 2006, the betting favorite. So this makes me a little bit worried about Scotty's chances here. I just don't want the dude to be leading and have to make this decision. It's too painful. What if he has a 3-stroke lead, Maggie? I know we did this yesterday, but I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. You got to finish the Masters.
Well, if you go back to his actual quote, he said, if my wife calls me, then I'll come.
Oh, you think the wife would not call?
I think maybe if she sees the leaderboard and she's married to a golfer and this is their life together, maybe she holds off. Maybe she's got her sister, mom there. She's got her own support system.
My wife calls me if she has a hangnail. I got to call. You're telling me that she's going to be giving birth and not call her husband?
I don't know. Maybe.
That's radical.
Women, we keep secrets from you guys. Big Dave is in Kentucky. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hey, Maggie. So tell me about this Calipari revenge tour. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be against Oakland? Or is it going to be
St. Peter's,
the state of New Jersey,
the Peacocks, or is it going to be against UNC Wilmington?
Yeah.
Because you understand he quit, right?
Yeah. No, I know. I think that this is I don't want to say the humbling moments because he's being welcomed into Arkansas with like the red carpet getting rolled out, like he's the second coming. But I think he has to understand, Dave, that if he does want to have any more success as a college basketball coach, he's got to change the makeup of the team. He's got to hit the portal a little more.
He had his opportunity to do that here. He was given every resource that you could possibly have in his position, and he refused to do so. He wasn't even going to make any staff changes. So I know we're the bad guys here. We're the villains. We ran this Hall of Fame coach out of town. But here's the thing. He can still run up and down the sidelines and yell. He can still get beat simultaneously on eighth grade inbounds plays. Same old Cal, wish him luck, but I hope he beat his ass.
Yeah, but hey, Dave, by the way, he didn't quit. He was pushed out. I mean, Dave's gone. But he clearly, he went back to Kentucky and said, if you pay me this much, I'll stay. He did not want to leave Kentucky. Does anyone think a Calipari wants to be in Arkansas and not Kentucky?
No, I think he wanted to stay in Kentucky for sure. I do think that it all's kind of worth it. I think he's right about the new voice. Also, by the way, so some internet rumor updates was Scott Drew was on a plane to Lexington and then subsequently back to Waco. And it was a pretty quick trip, allegedly. Mm. Now, this is all internet stuff, you know.
Ooh, I love it. I love, were they tracking private planes,
always
Peyton Manning style?
Tracking the flight. Yeah, Brett Favre.
Do we have any update from a real estate agent in the area?
Are they looking at schools?
If they're looking at schools and it's on. I mean, LeBron looked at schools in suburban Philadelphia, supposedly.
And also Miami.
And Miami.
And that one ended up being true.
Yeah. I mean, no, he didn't even, I don't think Sixers was top 10 on his list. Anyway, no, that's interesting. It is. You say, I think it might be a slow burn, though, for Kentucky. It might take a week or two.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if they offered it to Scott Drew, I think he's saying yes. So that could either move quickly, or if Drew says no, then maybe you're back to the drawing board. Thank you to EJ Stewart. Thank you to Ryan Botcher. Thank you to Andrew Bogish, to Andrew Kaplan, Weedo's Coffee Drinkers. You guys were holding it down today in the chat. We will see you tomorrow for a lot more fun.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.